Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the 21st year, 22nd year actually now, of the Small Business Advocate Show, the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Barbara Friedberg is our guest. She puts up with me from time to time as a great member of our Brain Trust, author of a bunch of books on how to manage your money better, including How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, Personal Finance and Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, and RoboAdvisorPros.com. Did I say that right?
You said it perfectly.
Folks, yeah. Please go check out that resource. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. And you'll love Barbara for making it available. That's what we're talking about, Barbara, is this robo-advisor, these new tools that are helping people to manage their portfolios cheaper and with more technical tools. But I have to ask this question, Barbara. You and I both know that this bull market is long in the tooth. Have we ever seen a bull market that was 10 years old, a decade bull market? Have we ever seen one of those?
Not in our lifetime. No.
No.
No, this is very, very unusual.
Is this perilous time to be invest to be putting more money in or continuing to put money in a portfolio? What do you think?
Well, what I'd like to say and what I'd like to remind your viewers is if you need your money tomorrow or in 5 years for a down payment, you don't want to have it in the stock market.
Right.
Because even though the stock market has gone up beautifully for the past 10 years, it's volatile. And some years it goes down. And so investing in the stock market is for long-term money.
Mm-hmm.
Money
you're
talking you need for retirement.
10, 20 years or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. If you need the money soon, put it in a certificate of deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the market's unpredictable. And, yeah, it's gone up for 10 years. It's going to go down again. And if you're the type of person that's going to freak out if you see your money losing value 1 year and then pull it out at the bottom, then you shouldn't be in the stock market. And many investors are unaware that the values go up and down, and they panic when the values go down for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull their money out at the wrong time and end up losing instead of just holding on and saying, okay, in the past it's always rebounded, and I can wait and just continue investing throughout the ups and downs.
Well, we're in the middle. We're currently almost at this very moment. I mean, literally minute by minute, we're on the knife edge of a trade negotiating scenario. This country is with the world that if it goes one way, it could become a trade war. If it goes the other way, it could become a energy for economic growth like we've never seen before. And I think it's almost 50-50 like that right now. What do you think?
I do not like trade wars. I don't like tariffs. And I think they hurt both the small business person and the large business person and the consumer.
But they bring recalcitrant, troublemaking countries to the table, too, though. It's a painful tool, but sometimes you have to use them. Don't you agree?
I think historically, whenever we have had tariffs, there have been negative consequences in economic growth.
They're dangerous.
So
there's no question.
They're
volatile. There's no question.
Yeah, tariffs are very difficult. Look, if we can have a short-term tariff that gets people to make more, that gets other countries to make more fair trade policies, maybe.
I don't think what's being done right now is intended as a as a long range strategy. It's more of a lever. It's more of a some kind of a lever, a pressure. What do you think?
Like I said, I am not a fan of
you
hair.
Don't like them.
And
But don't you agree that we're from the intent in terms of the economy and the stock market, we're right on the knife edge right now, one way or the other it could go.
Well, the stock market is very high, and the economy, yeah, tariffs could turn the whole economy upside down.
Yeah.
Our economy is growing over 3%. It's just doing the best that it's been in many years.
Yeah.
But if tariffs raise the price of goods for businesses and consumers, then
it could be bad.
We're all going to be hurting.
Hey, Barbara, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Well done.
It was my pleasure. I hope to see you all on Robo Advisor Pro.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.